This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
How does what you do for a living shape who you're going to vote for in November?
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Let us do our weekly attitude check in association with Gallup and say good morning to Frank Newport, Gallup's editor-in-chief. Hello, Frank.
Good morning.
So you've been looking at this connection between how people vote and employment category. What'd you find?
Well, indeed we have. We aggregated together over 20,000 interviews we've done so far since mid-April, where we asked people who you're going to vote for. One thing we find is that one of Obama's great areas of strength is among professional workers. That would be lawyers, doctors, scientists, teachers, engineers, computer programmers. He's beating Romney by 8 points among the professional class. He also does well among service workers who tend to be unionized. He wins well there. But Romney has strength among managers and executive leaders of industry, people who tell us they're business managers or executives. He leads there by 7 points. And finally, David, I know you'd be interested in this. 2% of Americans say they're farmers or fishermen in that category, and they swing way for Romney. So Obama shouldn't waste much time trying to go after the farm vote, I don't think.
But it's interesting, just on this division, professionals, doctors, lawyers, dentists prefer Obama, and managers may prefer Romney. So it's not really a class argument. There's something about the type of work these people do that shapes their worldview.
Absolutely. Very good insight. When we look at education, one of the fascinating things in the data is it is postgraduates. That's the big dividing point. If you have a postgraduate degree, you swing significantly back in favor of Barack Obama. Now, that would be people who make higher incomes, so it's clearly not income, but people who have postgraduate degrees, and that would be lawyers to PhDs and MDs and what have you, tend to be more liberal in political orientation, and they're sympathetic to the Democratic candidate Barack Obama.
Now, you mentioned unionized workers, public employees, but what about unionized workers in general? Obama must have them in the bag.
Well, it depends on your definition of in the bag, but in our data, 55 to 38, 55% of union members, which is a small group of Americans nowadays, 55% for Obama, 38% for Romney. So he clearly does well among union workers, but it's not monolithic, not 100% by any means.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of Gallup, thank you very much.
My pleasure.